The third annual Grand Rapids Asian Pacific Festival takes place this weekend. Rosa Parks Circle, downtown Grand Rapids, starts on Friday. Let's talk about this three-day showcase. In the house, founder, CEO of this great festival, Ace Marasigan. Good morning to you, Ace.
Good morning, Shirley.
From now on, I'm just going to call you Ace, kind of like Cher.
Yes, I love that.
How's that? You like that, don't you? Along to our side, also involved on behalf of your tours around Michigan, Candace Smith. Good morning to you, Candace.
Good morning.
All right. What's happening this weekend, Ace?
So this is our third annual celebration. This is how we're going to bring it on. We have all the different foods. This year we're going to bring in 13 food vendors, right? And we're focusing more on community this year. Different aspects of it, but we want to make sure we invite everyone to really just enjoy one another. So we have all the traditional, we all have the modern stuff. We also have contemporary stuff that it's going to encompass and just bring people together into one.
Yes. Give me the details. Again, this starts Friday night. Is Rosa Parks Circle your place?
Yes, Rosa Parks Circle is the place. We start from 11 until 11 p.m. on Friday and 11 to 11 on Saturday. And 12 to 5 p.m. on Sunday.
Great. What brings you to the stage, Candace?
Well, I own a company called Tours Around Michigan, and I love the history of our area. And Ace and I have been connected for a long time. We were talking about how can we help, you know, bring something new to the festival. And so we decided to do an Asian history tour. So it's actually going to start from Rosa Parks Circle, which has its own Asian history. And we're going to walk around downtown a little bit and talk about some of the really cool things that have happened over more than 100 years with our residents in Grand Rapids and things that are even still happening today with some of our immigrants from Asia.
All right, let's talk a little bit about the specific culture that needs to be, how you need to educate us. What happens Friday night?
So Friday night we are doing, we're basically cramming all the festivals, all the cultures in one weekend here. And Friday, the ones we're highlighting is the Holi Festival. It's a festival of colors from India, and we're going to be DJing. We have a DJ, and we're going to be throwing colors up in the air. Also, Friday night is our luau night, where we have a pig roast. We also have a family group dancers from Micronesia who's going to be performing on Friday night.
Wow. Is this free and open to the public?
Yes, it's open to everyone. It's free. You just have to purchase food or things from the vendors.
Great. What then happens on Saturday?
Saturday is our multicultural event where we have most of the cultures presenting traditional items, traditional dances, Bangladesh, India, Korea. We even have fashion shows. We have a myriad of different things happening on Saturday.
Great. And then you close on Sunday?
Sunday's Father's Day. So we call this a family day. We're going to highlight all the family values that we do. We also have our MCs will be mostly children. And we are also giving away, we have what we call a Pokemon ball hunt for little kids. So it's like an Easter egg hunt. Mm-hmm. And we're going to give away a Nintendo Switch.
Man, is that just for the kids?
Well, I want it.
Candace, let's talk about, how we get involved touring Michigan.
Well, for the festival, tickets for a half-hour Asian history tour are $10, but actually you can get them right now on the website for the Asian Pacific Festival for $8, so if you want to buy one ahead of time. But it's going to be a great tour talking about things that a lot of people don't know here, like the first Chinese citizen to ever become an American citizen happened in Grand Rapids in 1874. And this was somebody who was a big speaker on Chinese American rights. And it's funny because he didn't even live in Grand Rapids at the time. But I even have I have his paperwork that I can show you, Shelley, but I have his paperwork here.
That's the real deal.
Yeah, where it's filled out, and it's kind of funny because it says Kent County, and then they scratched it out and put Washington, D.C., because that's where he was from. So we can claim the first Chinese American here. We had some Chinese American citizens downtown that really created some food competition for the Pantland Hotel in particular, which was right downtown. And Pantland changed a lot of ways that he did his business and his restaurant business because of these Asian restaurants downtown. So the Pantland is now the Amway Grand Plaza Hotel. So it really created a unique food experience for people that visited Grand Rapids and stayed at the Pantland Hotel, which was a top hotel in the nation. And so most top hotels like that didn't have a unique food experience like Pantland had, because he was trying to compete with the Asian restaurants around him.
Nice. So it's fodders, tours such as this that you can present the whole weekend?
Mm-hmm. Yes, the entire weekend. So the times for the tour are on the website, the Asian Pacific Festival. And people can buy their ticket and just come and have a great time and kind of learn what's around us, you know, walking around town. And I want to help open people's eyes to the buildings that have this important history.
Wear comfortable walking shoes.
Yes, absolutely. Dress for the weather, because I will go in all weather, unless it's a raging thunderstorm. I will still go, but other people may not want to.
It's time for the third annual Grand Rapids Asian Pacific Festival 2019. Let's celebrate together, Ace, and tours around Michigan. Candace Smith in the house. Tell me more about the culture that you want us to take away. What's a piece of culture we might not know of regarding your history, Ace?
So what we want people to understand is just to for people to just embrace and understand a little bit more of our culture. Like me personally, I'm Filipino. Yeah. I'd like to just share with people my culture, where we could have a conversation, you know, not just a one-sided one. Yeah. I'd like it to be a dual-sided, where I could learn more about you as well. But I wanted to share with you what I have. On Saturday, we're doing a haka. Haka is the New Zealand Maori war dance, and we hired a Polynesian guy who is going to teach us the right moves, the right words. And what's funny, what he said to me is, like, Polynesians are not separated by land, but they're connected by water. Mm-hmm. So what I could see us doing is, like, all of us, mm-hmm. not just Asians, not just Asian Pacific, but mm-hmm. all of us could celebrate learning the cultures when you come to the festival.
All right, 13 food vendors. What am I eating?
You're going to be eating Filipino food, Korean, Nepalese. We have Thai and those meat on the sticks. I mean, I love all this food. I've been sampling everything, so I can tell you everything's good. So it's, I forget to tell you, we also have a petting zoo for kids. And we specifically said, like, can you bring more piglets? Because this is the year of the pig.
Will there be live piglets?
Yes, live piglets, because we wanted people to see piglets, and then we could talk about why is it being year of the pig.
Adorable.
Yeah, but those piglets end up on the plate. That's all I'll say there.
Not in this festival.
Okay. Talking again about the third annual Grand Rapids Asian Pacific Festival. What other trivia do you have for us, Candace?
Oh, gosh, we have a lot, in the sense, well, I was talking about Wu Shenfu a little bit, who was the Chinese-American that was the first to become an American citizen, but also Rosa Parks Circle, where the festival is itself. So Rosa Parks Circle is a work of art that most people don't realize that they're walking on, and that was designed by Maya Lin, who's Asian, and she's Vietnamese, and she also designed the Vietnam Memorial in Washington. So she's a pretty, she's a very, very well-known artist, and really an important Asian contributor to downtown Grand Rapids.
There's a Chinese opera?
Yes, Lu Jigong, he's a famous singer in Vietnam, and he is now living in Kent County. And so we brought him here. He does the Chinese opera. He does the whole shebang. He's got the full makeup on, the costumes, changes, and all that.
A pho eating contest.
So pho eating, that's our...
Candace is rubbing her belly.
Yes. Pho. Pho is... I love pho, because pho is like a Vietnamese soup. And we've done this last year, and it was a hit. Mm-hmm. And it's just an eating contest. First one to finish the bowl within 10 minutes wins a good prize. Wow. They win more pho.
I'm down for that.
Yeah, well, let's go there. Obviously, you want from all cultures to attend, as we mentioned earlier. This is an education.
Yes, we want this to be an invitation to everyone. You know, not just the Asian Pacific culture. We want you to come. And maybe you could take away something this weekend. And maybe we could take away from you something this weekend. Where down the road we could collaborate, where we could actually communicate better.
Nice. What else would you like to share, Candace?
Well, you know, Monroe Center itself, where the festival is, that was really, I mean, that area right there is where the city first started establishing in the 1820s. And so, of course, it's where people first came. So even it's a cool place. It's a cool location for the festival because it really is right there that we had some of those first Asian immigrants coming in. And really, a lot of them early on owned laundries. You know, and it's there was one right on Monroe Center where they do your shirts for 10 cents. And, you know, there were farmers and painters that said, you know, that's the only place I can take my stuff to get it truly clean. So, you know, the Asian immigrants that were here were really part of helping the city function, you know, helping all cultures, all immigrants be able to do their own work and get done what they need to do.
All right. What a weekend in store. Kicks off on Friday night. There's also yoga.
Yes, we're flying Alpa Raval. She's from Florida. But when she was younger, she used to live in India. And that's where she first learned yoga from some of the yogis in India. So she's going to be bringing that. She's going to be teaching people about the actual history and the movements in India. And I'm so excited about that piece.
Candace Smith, you involved with your tours around Michigan. How do we find out more information about you?
Well, you can look us up on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, our website, Tours Around Michigan. And we do customized group tours, which means we make you happy no matter what it takes.
Nice. Thanks to you. See you this weekend. Ace, go for it. This is a great weekend. Yet again, thanks to your founding and CEOing. Looks like you're president, presented by Old National, who believes in your power as well.
Yes, and I'm employed by Old National Bank, and they truly believe in me. So they said that we will support you 100%. Community values is what we support. You know, but I can't do this without the rest of the team. So thank you for that recognition, but the team itself is what bring it.
Awesome. This three-day festival that does bring a celebration of Asian cultures to Grand Rapids. Details one more time, Ace.
June 14, 15, and 16, 11 to 11 on June 14 and 15, and Father's Day 12 to 5. Family day.
Thanks for you and Candace. See you this weekend.
Sounds awesome.